The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Covenant Network invites you to join Patty Schneier as she and her guests talk about one of the greatest moments in our lives, when we discover our personal vocation from God, our pearl of great price. From that point on, nothing is the same. Our yes determines our unique pathway to holiness and how we will live for Christ here on earth. Join her to hear inspiring stories of discernment, response, perseverance, and joy. And now, here is Patty Schneier.
And welcome to another edition of The Pearl of Great Price, the show that celebrates the beauty of every vocation and the joy in living it out. My name is Patty Schneier. I'm your host here on Covenant Network, and I thank you for joining us as we continue to reveal this glorious tapestry of people who have said yes to God. And week after week, we get to hear their stories. Today, we are concluding our special two-part series on location with the Apostolic Sisters of the Community of St. John in Princeville, Illinois, just outside of Peoria. Last week, we heard Sister Mary's story, and this week, we get to hear more about the Apostolic Sisters from Sister Monica Maria. And I have to tell you all that it was such a joy when I first briefly met Sister Monica Maria, because she is originally from Germany. And even though my German is so rusty, she and I spoke a little bit in German, which brought me back to the days when I was 18 and I was an au pair in Munich. So I already have this little German connection with her, and I can't wait to get to know her more. But before we meet Sister Monica Maria, I have a few words I want to share with you from a wonderful book called God's Healing Mercy by Kathleen Beckman. Chapter 6 is entitled Rays of Divine Mercy on Our Various Vocations. And I love her insights in particular about the Blessed Mother. She states, whether we are called to the priesthood or to the religious life or consecrated or married life, our yes is key to the fulfillment of God's design for our life. Foundational to all vocations is falling in love with Jesus and staying in love with Him. If you have not had the experience of falling in love with Jesus, ask God for the grace. Your desire is born of His desire. Let your mutual yes create the fire of divine love within you. The greater the fire within, the more you radiate Christ. When we ponder the vocation of Mary, we can begin to understand that she led the way for us to be open to the surprising adventure of God's call in our life. Mary took a leap of faith, and this is foundational to every yes, to every vocation. Like Mary, we are chosen for something far greater than what has entered our mind. The singular mission of Mary was God's idea, not hers. This is an important reminder that He has a plan, a mission within a vocation for each person. The vocation of each believer includes a call that we magnify Jesus Christ in the world. Indeed, every vocation exists to bring forth Jesus Christ into the world. End quote. I love that passage. Let's ponder Mary's yes today and her leap of faith and thank God for it. Let's also reflect on our own lives and ask ourselves if we are magnifying Jesus Christ and bringing Him forth into the world through our vocation. And if you have not taken a leap of faith in answering the call in your life, whatever that might be, maybe today is the day. Pray for the grace to say yes to God. Our guest today has taken a leap of faith in her own life and has said yes to God. Sister Monica Maria was born and raised in Germany. She is the oldest of 7 children. She studied French and Latin in order to teach middle and high school, but she never actually worked professionally in that field because she entered the Apostolic Sisters of St. John on September 8th, 2001. Sister Monica Maria made her final profession on May 10th, 2008. She loves languages and doing all kinds of arts and crafts and work with her hands, such as knitting, calligraphy, cooking, making rosaries and candles, playing the guitar, sewing, and gardening. What beautiful gifts she has. Well, welcome, Sister Monica Maria, to the Pearl of Great Price.
Thank you, Patty. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's start at the beginning. I can't wait for our listeners to get to know you a little bit more and to hear about your life as an apostolic sister of St. John. So describe growing up in your family and what were some of the early experiences of God that you remember that may or may not have pointed to your vocation, but what was it like growing up for you?
I grew up in a practicing Catholic family. It was just for us very natural to live out our faith, to go to Mass on Sundays, to pray together every morning and evening. And I guess for the families in our neighborhood, it was kind of weird maybe because they were not like us. Like I was the oldest and then came a second child and a third and a fourth. And like people were looking like they don't stop having children, like number five, number six, number seven.
You're right. In Germany, these families are very small. Yeah. They just are. So you were not typical just by the fact that you came from a large family.
Exactly. And then also we were practicing our faith like nobody around us. But for us children, we didn't see it that way because we were just friends with the neighbor kids and we're playing with them. And then I joined the Girl Scouts. There was a Catholic Scouts movement in Germany that my father co-founded, and so we were all part of it. And that's where I learned a lot about my faith also and grew in my faith.
So what were you like in high school and in those college years? Did you think you'd be a nun?
When I was about six, I dressed up like a nun together with my siblings, but just for fun. So I didn't think of a vocation back then. And even, in high school, it started, I think. But it was never a sudden thing where I knew I'm called. I was just little by little growing into a deeper prayer life and a deeper love for Christ, very naturally. And then I just wanted to live this life forever, this life of prayer. Like I was...
Was there ever a particular moment where you felt God's call?
I don't really remember a particular moment. I just remember that every year during Lent, I was adding a little bit more of prayer time or so, just to make an effort for Lent. So one year it was just one decade of the rosary. The next year it was a whole rosary every day. And then the year after it was daily Mass every day. And then one day when I came back from Mass, I remember I was just thinking in my heart, I want to become a sister.
That's beautiful. So it grew with your prayer life as you became more and more immersed in this prayer life. And did that just bring you peace and joy that made you wanted to do that for your whole life?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was. I had a great joy in my heart. Each time I was coming out of Mass, I was so joyful.
Now, did your family notice this? Who did you tell first when you decided that you thought that God maybe had a call for you in the religious life?
I don't remember, but I probably told my mom or my parents. I mean, I was nervous when I told my parents, when I really knew and I wanted to take that step.
And were they supportive?
Yes, my mom said, I knew this already. My dad didn't seem very happy, but he was definitely supportive. He didn't say no at all. I mean, he also accepted it.
Beautiful. So why the Apostolic Sisters of St. John? And how were you first introduced to these sisters? Were they in Germany? Were they a part of your life? Or did you seek them out? How were you first introduced to the sisters?
They were not in Germany at the time. They are now. But I was studying French and I made trips to France. And that's how I came across them because our mother house is in France. And I was looking for a community, and at first I thought they are weird.
You did? You thought they were weird?
Yes.
Okay, what were your first impressions? Why was your first impression, I love the honesty, that they were weird? You have to explain that for our listeners.
I think I liked the fact that there were many young sisters, that they were all wearing a habit. What I found weird maybe is the way they sing.
How do they sing?
It's like the Gregorian, but not in Latin. It's in French or in whatever language they are in, like of the country. But it was very unusual for me.
Just to experience their liturgy together or how they mass or just the communal prayer life?
Yes, exactly. Mass and the liturgy of the hours. It was a little bit weird, but at the same time, it was not completely strange, of course.
I was going to say, so what drew you to the sisters?
Yeah, so what drew me was the daily times of Eucharistic adoration, because I loved going to adoration. And so we have this for 45 minutes every morning and 1 hour in the evening every day. And then also I saw that the sisters have a great love to the Blessed Mother, to the Eucharist, and that they were very joyful, and there were a lot of young sisters, and yeah.
So did you enter then in France? Is that where you actually entered?
Yes, I entered in France in the Mother House.
And what was it like when you first entered? Was it a huge adjustment for you, or did you just embrace this new life and this new routine and structure?
It was not easy because it's a big house, it's huge, the Mother House, and there were 50 sisters at the time, so it was just hard to get to know them and to get to learn all the names. So this was difficult. And then also we had classes in philosophy, and I had never done philosophy before. Besides that, it was every day I discovered something new or something beautiful. I just loved the life, the especially the prayer life, and I just... Yeah, every day I grew more into that life, and I decided, yeah, this is my place. I want to be here.
So what do you remember about being a postulant or a novice, and how have you grown since you first entered the convent?
I remember as a postulant, I was put in charge of repairs in the house, and I taught myself how to repair lamps, because at home it was always the men, my dad and my brother who were doing these things.
And you taught yourself how to repair lamps?
Yes, it was fun.
That is a riot, but you're right. If it's a house full of women, someone's got to do it, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So this was one experience. And then they put me in the garden. There was a big vegetable garden. And they said, because you have been a Girl Scout, you like to be outside. And it was true. I liked it. I like gardening.
That's awesome. So how have you grown, though, just your whole, what have you learned about yourself and about your faith and about God since entering?
Before I entered, there was a moment when I thought, I know everything about the Catholic faith.
And we all know that cannot be true for any of us.
And then I discovered that it wasn't true, actually, yeah. I learned a lot about God's mercy and how he is merciful with us and how we have to be merciful with each other. Because this was one thing that our parents didn't teach us very much.
Very true. Very true. Learning in his mercy. That's huge. That's huge for all of us, actually.
And since I ended, I have grown a lot, even though it's little by little. But I learned so much about myself, about my weaknesses, my strengths too, how to live out relationships with sisters, how to accept myself, how to get to know myself more and more. And just over the years, I can see I've grown. I become more and more myself.
That, I think, is crucial, what you just said. I've become more and more myself. Because when you find your true vocation, it's not that most people think you're giving up and that you're not going to be yourself. You have to, especially those that become sometimes sisters, people don't understand that you actually become more yourself. Explain that a little bit for our listeners.
For all of us, it's very important what the others think about us. And we are afraid that...
What
people think. And so maybe I've become more free to be myself regardless of what people think, and like to first of all ask, what does God think of me, and to do what pleases him first.
That's beautiful. That's a journey for all of us, for sure.
I'm always also learning to let go of my plans, my ideas, my ways of doing things, etc., which is very important in community life, but it's not easy at all. And it's just a joy when there are just small successes where I'm able to let go of certain things and I become more free.
That is beautiful. You're right. So often we actually are slaves to the things that we hold on to, and letting go brings freedom and joy. That's awesome. Thank you, sister. So can you tell us what have been some of your greatest joys since you've entered and you've come to the United States from France? So first Germany, then France. And have you been assigned in any other countries with your community, or where have your different assignments been?
So I was 5 years in the mother house, and then they sent me to Belgium for 2 years, then back to France to another house for theology studies. And after that, I came to the United States.
And was that an adjustment?
Yes and no. I felt kind of at home in the US because the culture is closer to the German culture than the French. So I really feel at home in the US. And I also, because people are very welcoming and open here and positive.
I love that. Thank you. It is one of the good traits, for sure. But I'm glad to hear that you do feel at home here. Now, you're located out here in this beautiful countryside where it's very, very peaceful and quiet. Does that remind you of home, or were you in a big city where you grew up?
I grew up in a city or suburb, but my parents had a house in the country where we would go for vacation. But it's still different than here. It was in the mountains. And in general, in Germany, there are more trails or back roads, or because here this is a new country, only 200 years old or so. And so it's like if you want to go hiking, you cannot just walk on the neighbor's pathway, or like you have to hike on the road unless you find a reservation with hiking trails. But so it's not that easy here.
There are some differences for sure. So tell us a little bit about, I like to give our listeners a glimpse of yourself. Who are some of your favorite saints that have made an impact in your life?
Definitely Saint Monica, because I rechose that name. It's my baptismal name, but I rechose it for my religious name. Monica Maria, the Blessed Mother, of course, and Saint Therese also, with her little way, which inspires me a lot.
And do you have a favorite prayer that has been influential in your life?
My most favorite prayers, I guess, are the Rosary, the Mass, and just silent adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament, just to have this heart-to-heart connection with Jesus.
That's beautiful. And do you have a favorite scripture verse or a psalm or a gospel story that helped you at a certain time in your life, or that is one of your favorites?
One of my favorite scripture verses are from 1 Peter, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Mm-hmm. Just this trust in the Lord, no matter what.
Excellent, excellent. Well, what do you wish people understood about the meaning and purpose of religious life? That some people have some misunderstandings or connotations. And what would you say to a young woman who thinks she might have a call to the religious life?
I would tell her, congratulations. You can become the happiest person in the world. Yeah, in general, religious life is just, as you said in the introduction, it's about being in love with Christ. And love is what gives purpose to our lives. And even though I don't feel that love every day, but I just know he's always there for me. He never makes a mistake. I do make mistakes, but he doesn't. He's a perfect spouse.
You're right. In your marriage, there's only one who ever makes the mistake, right?
Right, but even then, he's so merciful, and I can always start anew every day.
That is so beautiful. Well, Sister Monica Maria, we are almost out of time, so the time goes by very quickly, and I want to thank you so much for being our guest and sharing your vocation story. But we want to conclude by praying for holy vocations. So if our listeners will join with us, we would like to now pray for vocations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, our Father, bless your church with an abundance of priests, deacons, brothers, and sisters. Give those you have called to marriage and those you have chosen to live as single persons in the world the special graces that their lives need.
Form all of us into the likeness of your Son, so that in him, with him, and through him, we may love you more deeply and serve you more faithfully. And Father, help me to know and to live my vocation with Mary. I ask this through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Sister Monica Maria of the Apostolic Sisters of the Community of St. John, thank you so much for being our guest today on The Pearl of Great Price.
Thank you.
All right, join us next time for The Pearl of Great Price. Until then, go to pattyschneier.com to hear previously recorded broadcasts. Click on the radio show tab and share the link with family and friends. This is Patty Schneier reminding you to seek the will of God in all things and strive for holiness.